This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In November of 1953, a guy by the name of Frank Olson died in New York City under curious circumstances. He'd been a scientist working for the CIA, and finding out exactly how his father had died was the driving force for Olson's son, Eric, for decades.
If he jumped out the window, how is that an accident? But on the other hand, what does it mean to say you fell out of a hotel room window? What does that even mean? What does that look like?
Eric Olson's story and that of his dad are told in a new Netflix series starting tomorrow night from director Errol Morris. You know him from documentaries like The Thin Blue Line and The Fog of War. This one is a little bit different. It's called Wormwood. It's part documentary and part dramatization. Errol Morris, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
I don't want to give away anything in this story because it is well told, and I'll be honest here. I'm not a murder mystery kind of guy, but it's a well told story. Do you think by the
can we give away something?
No, can we give the audience a present? Don't you know anything about narrative storytelling? Come on, I'm kidding.
I guess I don't.
Do you think by the end of it, Eric Olson has closure?
I don't know. That's a question best addressed to him. I think not. And I'm not even sure I know what closure would be in this case.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for something that may be unattainable in this life. Some absolute truth, some absolute vindication, and maybe a level of recompense. Hmm. But life, as we all know, is incredibly unfair.
Yep.
And often there is no closure to anything.
All the more
except,
so. Yeah.
Except, and you can edit this all out, please. I always thought that in the Garden of Eden, Adam asked God about closure. What about closure? And God thought for a moment and said, how about death? Do you like that? That's closure for you.
You tell this story. I'm going to use a word here, and I just want to see how it runs by you. Docudrama. Does that do anything for you?
Not so much.
Really? Okay. Well, it seems to me you kind of tell this in a docudrama kind of way, right? There's a whole bunch of documentary filmmaking going on here, but then you roll in actors and dramatic storytelling and dramatization of these events. Why'd you do it that way?
Well, answer to your first question, there's a problem with nomenclature. When you're creating something new and something different, what are you supposed to call it? I'm not sure. There are elements of a lot of different things in Wormwood. I sold it originally to Netflix as the Everything Bagel. You get everything except raisins.
What was the elevator pitch to, I don't even know if you deal with elevator pitches, right? Because you're making documentaries. But what was the pitch to Netflix for this?
What is this documentary thing? Always, you're not in the entertainment industry because you're making documentaries. I don't think you know about elevator pitches because you're making documentaries.
Well let me just
why don't we go on from there?
I'm trying to be deferential to your experience as a, I don't want to say hard nose, but as a serious documentarian, right? And now you've gone to Netflix, which is known not necessarily for its documentaries, but for its more entertainment-focused programming. And I'm curious about that.
Actually, Netflix is becoming known for its documentaries. Ironically, although it probably was not set up to promote the documentary form initially, it has played a very significant role in promoting and financing documentary. I am not sure anyone else would have paid for it. And I'm very fortunate to have had Netflix. I'm creating period drama here, hiring actors, shooting all kinds of diverse material. It was, in a way, the most difficult project that I have ever been involved with. And no one even knew if it would work out. No one knew whether you could combine drama and documentary in this way.
How do you think it turned out? I liked it. How did you think it turned out?
Well, I like the fact you liked it. I think it turned out well. I think it's my best Do I call it a movie, my best film, my best series? It's my best something.
Huh. I was interested to see in watching this thing that you, and let's back up here and say, you're the guy who invented this thing called the Interitron, right? Which when you're doing, you know, documentary interviews, lets the interviewee look straight at the camera, but also be seeing your face. It's a whole machine you invented. In this one, though, you put yourself in the frame during your Keystone interview with Eric Olson, and I wonder why.
Got tired of the Interitron. Got tired of doing things in the same way. I still use the Interitron. I'm still fond of the device, but this was an opportunity to do something different. One of the things that I like about documentary, and I'm not sure I like anything about it, but if there was something that I liked about it, it's that you can reinvent the form every time you make one. That I do like. You don't have to do things the same way. You can create something utterly different. I did it in many, many films, particularly The Thin Blue Line in the past, and I believe I've done it again with Wormwood.
I think it's interesting you say you don't like documentaries.
Interesting in what way?
Well, you're a guy who's made his name. I mean, you're if not the, then certainly one of the foremost documentarians of this generation. And now it turns out you don't like the form.
Ironic, no?
Yes. Wormwood on Netflix by Errol Morris. Mr. Morris, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you. I hope I wasn't too difficult.
Not at all. Not at all.